This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The most recent export sales report contained data for the week of November 27th. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the corn sales were some of the best we've ever seen for that week.
Yeah, corn came in as the second highest for this particular week in history at 1.792 million tons. So that's very, very good sales, obviously, at this point. We'll continue to watch this because we talked about it after the last WASDE report that the USDA had adjusted the export goal by another 125 million bushels, which we're a little bit skeptical of. It was fairly aggressive, but if you continue these numbers, that'll keep them on pace for that. We're just worried that maybe as we get closer to, say February, March, and April, if things really start to drop back off, that could be where we may have to see some downward revisions later on.
McBride said the soybean numbers were about average, but they might trend lower soon.
1.1 million tons. This is the time where they start to drift lower. This is when Brazil starts to make some of their sales for delivery in late January or into February. They are cheaper than we are right now. So we continue to watch this. The soybean situation is still an issue. We know, obviously, we've got the Chinese demand coming in. That's roughly 12 million tons that we can expect for this year. But then we know that once we get into 2026, we're going to be talking about 25 million tons.
For more marketing information, visit allendale-inc.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.